Yud Gimel Mar Cheshvan, Monday the 14th of November, Rabbi Yosef Ben Zion Bamberger, Nisyonos, why do we need them?
Pleasure to be here, even if it's a short trip. But many times I've heard about the program, it never worked out to be able to be mishtatif. I feel it's a schus to be able to be mishtatif in such a program of limud ha'Torah, abbas ha'Torah on a great level, to start the day in the correct fashion. In the parashas that we're dealing with now, we see the nisyonos which Avraham Avinu went through. Pasuk says, "Vayhi achar dvarim ha'ila, v'elokim nisa es Avraham, v'yomer lo Avraham, v'yomer hineini." I'd like to try to look at today through the eyes of Chazal the concept of nisoyon. Why is it necessary? What it does for us, and how we can be omid by nisoyon. The Ramban on that pasuk says as follows. Inyan ha-nisoyon hu ladaiti, says Ramban, let me tell you what I think the concept of nisoyon is. Ba'avur he-yos ma'aseh ha-adam reshus muchletes b'yodei. Person has the choice to do what he wants. Im yirtze yaseh, excuse me, vim lo yirtze lo yaseh. Yika, therefore, it's called a nisoyon mitzad ha-menusef, and the person is being tested. Ava ha-manaseh yisborach, yitzave boi lahoitzi, Hadovim Akoyach Rapoel, Lios Lishar Maase Toiv, Loishar Lev Tobuvad, that the idea is that Rabbi is giving a person opportunity to gain Schar, Veda, and the Ramban ends off, you should know. Ki Hashem Tzadik Yivcho, Poskin Tillim. When the Rabbi Yishim knows a person's a Tzadik, then he'll do what he wants, that's when he commands that there should be a Nisoyim. And he won't test the Rishon who won't listen. All the Nishonos in the Torah are there for the good of the person who is being tested. So the Ramban is telling us very clearly the purpose of Nisoyon is for the person being tested, to help him and to guide him on. What is the need? What do we need this testing for? So I'd like to share with you a small piece in the Sefer Gul Chachma Musa, where he explains what the Nisoyon does and how it works. And he says that really we can compare the Nisoyon to someone who is trying to dig out the gold from the earth. He explains what the comparison is. Hanefesh, Yesh le hergeshim tovim. A person's nefesh has good feelings, knows what's right, and midos tovus. V'rayonos rechavim v'amukim, deep thoughts, lisboinein, to think, or lispoil migdos Hashem. However, even though inherent in all of us is all this good, there is something which prevents us from letting us see it. Afruyis hachomer heinam urbo. We have the physical world, we have the attractions of the physical world which are intermingled and which have an effect, and we don't see it clearly. Or botel hazav shelo b'teicha ofer, and the gold conceptually we're talking about the nefesh is hidden in the dirt of the earth. V'torich hazekur, you need something in order to bring out and to purify. Umahuaku, what is it? How do we take and purify ourselves? How do we bring out the best in us, which we all have inherently within us? The answer is la'amod b'nisoyon. When a person withstands a test, when a person withstands a nisoyon, he is bringing out the best within him, and he's using those kochos, which are inherent within him, and allowing them to shine forth. Neged ha'taiva, legaresh milibo machshavos, pigul ha'metamtim libosh adam, that a person shouldn't have thoughts in their head, in their minds, which are preventing him from growth. midos tovos, and all the tests that a person get, whether it's kas, whether it's yetzer hara, different types. The purpose is that when we get tested, we are being given the chance to be omid ben yisrael. We've been given the chance to clarify for ourselves who we really are and what we have within us. There's a Gemara Mefereshet which says, Ritzoneinu la'asos ritzoncha, our desire is to do a Yizayah, what's holding us back? Sa'or shebi'isa v'shibir galios. Inherently, everybody is great. Everybody is good. And none of us want to do bad. Sometimes we get caught up in the negativity of the times, in the nisyonos of the people around us, and we don't even believe anymore that we can do something about it. We can get so deeply entrenched sometimes that we don't chap, that there is a way out, and that we can help ourselves. And the nisoyon is lahotzi lapoel koach hatov. When we get tested, we are being tested to show us you have strength. And not only that, very often, when a person is repeat tested on a certain inyan, and they're not necessarily matzliach, they're being shown actually where their strengths are. That's Mufurish in the Chovos Halavos, in later in the Tzivos Shalom as well, speaks about it very clearly, that a person is tested continually on one particular nekuda, the Rebbein Shem is showing you where you actually can be successful, where your strength lies, and maybe that's what your whole purpose in this life is. And if we're not successful, we'll see afterwards how we can mechazik ourselves. Ashrei Adam Ozlo Bach, says the Pasuk in Tehillim. The person who has that strength is not going to look for the easy way out, but he's going to find the way in which he uses his strength in the correct fashion and allow him to grow. The tachis of a person in this world is growth. The tachis of a person in this world is to improve himself. There's a famous gom in Mishnei Perik, Dalet Pasuk Yud Gimel, where the Pasuk says, HaChazek b'musar al taref nitzreho kihi chayecho. And the Vilna Gaon says there that the tachis of the person in this world is lesakein es amidos mashilotikein kvar, to improve on those things he hasn't yet done. And then he adds, Vimlav, if he doesn't do that, then Lo Malochayim, what is he living for? What is the purpose of life if we're not involved in self-improvement? And Bishra Salantin, one of the letters, follows that theme, and he uses the lesson as follows. He says that a person who works on himself and is continually striving to improve, the lesson he uses is Chai, Chai Yikari. That's a labor to commence. Because the tachis of life is to bring out the best in us. And the nisyonos are there to help us. Not chas v'shalom to make us fall. It's a terrible thought people sometimes had that, you know, nisyon, not good for me, because I fail. That's our problem. It's not the nisyon's problem. The Rebbein Shem wants us to pass the tests. And each and every person has that opportunity. And in fact, our success is dafka when things are difficult. When everything goes easy, that's not being tested. When everything goes the way we want it to go, then we don't necessarily bring out the best in ourselves. Even when it comes to Hakkar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are much quicker to thank Him when things are going good, and we don't realize it's the same Rebbeinu when things are not going what we think is good, and we have to have the same Hakkar for it. That's why the Gemara says, Kishem HaMavarchim Kach HaMavarchim. Because it's all for our good. Whatever occurs in life is for our good, whether we see it or not. There's a famous Gemara about Metzia Nuntes Amud Beis, where there was a Maisa with a Blazen Chachamim. The Blazen said something was Tah, the Chachamim said it was Tomei. They went through various things that the Choruv should be Yochiach, the Masamayim should be Yochiach, until there was a Basko which came out, and nonetheless they said they're not going to be listening to the Basko because Loi Bashamayim he. That's not the way we're doing it. And Rabbeinu Nissim Gaon says that this was an example. Shalahosa kavona, I'll use you as lashon, ela lanasos es hachachomim, to test them. Im yanichu akabola shebiyodom vehagemora shebefihem, bishil baskol vimlav. Would they take this incredible situation which occurred and all the nisim which seemed to have occurred. And the Rechoda would point a finger to, obviously he's got to be right, all these things happen. Would they do that or not? Vimlav, V'doim el Masha Kosov, he says, Ki menasa Hashem Elokim Eschem. V'hinei noidaim kol zois biru kabalas. That mice in the Gemara says, Reb Nissim Gaon was there to teach us that even a mice of that nature, with the people of that level, they were being tested to see, would they withstand the test of where something seems to be so obvious? Incredible Nissim occurred, which anybody else would stand by would be nispol. All these things happening. But nonetheless, we're not kaveh halacha like it. Why? Because Lord Bashamayim. And if that's the Kabbalah we have, we have to not be wowed by things which are not the way they're meant to be. And the Masuris we have is going to be there. In the Messias Yesharim, in the first Perek, he says as follows. V'hinei somo HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'odam b'mokom sh'rabim bo harmachikim oisim meni yizborach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us into a world where there are many things which automatically distance ourselves from him. V'heim heim ha'tayvus ha'chomriyos of the person's tayvus. Hashem yimashaych achareihen. If a person will be drawn after them, hinehu misrachek v'holeich min ha'tov ha'amiti. He's dizzying himself from the ultimate good. V'nimtza shu musam be'emes b'toich ha'melchom ha'chazoka. We're placed in a world where there's battles and we're fighting. Ki kol inyoni ha'olam. Bein l'toy bein l'ra hinei heim nisyonos. Everything which occurs to us, whether it's good for bad, is in nisyon. Ha'oni mitzad echad, poverty on one side, which the Mefarshim explain that means, how will a person deal with it? Are they angry at the fact that they're not in a financially stable situation? That's an Isoyim. V'osha mitzad echad, how do you deal with that? Is your hand open to those who need, or you tight fist and keep it for yourself? Continues the Messias Yesharim. Achim nimtzeis ha-melchoma ilo ponim v'ochor. We are faced with nisyonos all over us. V'im yele v'nchayim, if we'll have the strength, v'yinatzeach ha-melchom, and we'll win it, mikor ha-stodim, v'yeh ha-odom ha-sholim, he'll be the odom ha-sholim, as ge yizkel livdovek b'boiroi, he'll be able to attach himself to Hashem, v'yetzim in ha-proizda ha-zeh v'yinkor ha-spetrach. He'll come out of this world, which the whole purpose of this world is not for itself, but to prepare ourselves for the world to come. And that is by being Oymed Ben Yisrael. And we have to look at ourselves daily. How are we doing in the prosdor? Are we ready for the trucking? I don't know about here, but I noticed something across the pond, a few people have called it where I come from. Then every chasna hall, when you walk into the hall, before you go into the main ballroom, whatever you want to call it, there's mirrors. And if you observe for a few minutes, most people stop by, and they look at themselves for a second in the mirror. The noshim vadai. But even the noshim, make sure their tie's right, the hat's right. They're coming from the praise door, they're walking into the truck. I said to myself, that's what we should be doing on a daily basis. Look in the mirror before we walk in. Are we ready? Are we looking at ourselves on a daily basis so that when the time will come that we go to the truck and we can look ourselves in the face and say, okay, I've done what I have to do. And that's the job in this world, to be able to prepare ourselves and fight those battles which keep coming to us. The whole purpose of this world is to make ourselves ready and to be omeg ben yisoyim. And the Rebbein Shem is giving it as a matana to us. Soyid kol abriya, says the Das Chacham Mursa. Kula hu rak kedei lamud ben yisoyim. Shezeu hakol. That's why we're here. We're here to be omeg ben yisoyim. And many times, we have a difficult time with it. I'd like to share with you a thought which came to me about 20 years ago, came on exactly 20 years ago. I had the schus of spending a month in a very, very cold place called Edmonton, Canada. Edmonton, Canada is 3 hours flight from Toronto. It's freezing cold over there. There's snow on the ground from Sukkot to Pesach. People have to plug their cars in when they go to do shopping, otherwise it would freeze. It's really freezing cold. There was a coil at the time there. And I went for Israel to spend a month there. And part of my job there, quote unquote, was to give shiurim. And one night there was a shiur for the noshim, and I was warned. There's one lady there who comes from a very, very chashuva background. Unfortunately, she was not keeping Torah mitzvahs properly anymore. And she always comes up with a zinger. She's going to come with a question which is going to, as the expression goes, over the knock your socks off. I told her I'm wearing shoes, I'm not too worried. So they asked, the shiur went on, then there was question time. So someone raised their hand. From the moment she asked, I knew this is the character, this is the one we're waiting for. She said the following question, she asked, why does God test us? He knows we're going to fail. So why is it fair? Leave us alone. If we wouldn't be tested, we wouldn't have to fail. Now I knew that she was coming from, obviously she had had a difficult life and all things had gone wrong. And it's very difficult. So I'm emistic. I turned to the Rebbe Yisrael, I said, Rebbe Yisrael, please, put the words in my mouth. So I give her an answer. And I had a siyata deshmaya, which I feel comfortable saying over, because when I got back from there, I asked, and I said it over to Rav Pam Zatzal, Hadim Chaim Chaim, to Baron Shechter, and a few others, and they were maskim to the concept. And therefore I've had the schus of repeating it many times since. And I told her as follows. You're making a basic mistake. Every test that we have is HaKadosh Baruch Hu showing us where our strengths are. When a person is tested and they fail, so unfortunately many of us go into yush. I'm a lousy son, so I did it again. I couldn't stop myself from saying that piece of Lashon Hara. I couldn't stop myself from looking at that thing that I did. I couldn't stop myself from talking during Chazaras HaShatz. What's wrong with me? And we get depressed from it. And the next day we have another similar situation occurs again. How do we deal with that? So I think the answer is very simple and as follows. When the Rebbe Yisrael gives us a test, he is patting us on the back and he's saying, B'ni Ahuvi, my beloved child, I believe in you. And I know you can do it. And if you have failed and I test you again, you see, I haven't given up on you. Not the opposite. I'm not trying to catch you out again. No. I believe in you. You are my beloved child and you can do it. And you can matzliach, and if it keeps going. I said, maybe we should start worrying when we're not being tested anymore. Maybe then he gave up on us. Because among that we're having these illness, which we do have on a regular basis, it's the Rebbe Yisrael giving us a pat on the back and telling us, yes, you can do it. We cannot be negative about it. That's why sometimes I've heard some chashuva qualified speakers getting up and talking to the youth today, and I get bothered by it. Because comments are made as follows. I don't know what I would do if I'm growing up in today's generation, how I would ever be Oyem Ben Nisayim. The Nisayim of today are so crazy. The world out there is going on as Oyem Sugar. I don't know if I could do it. I think Anias Daiti, that's a horrible thing to say. Because what you're doing is planting in the seed in the mind of any child that he's going to say to them afterwards, if Rabbi Cohen cannot do it, so how am I meant to do it? If he can't, so how would I? The approach has to be the opposite. We have to give chizuk to the children. If these are the tests being given today, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu has more trust in you than he had in me. Because we weren't given those hot tests. You can do it. We have to empower the children. We have to empower ourselves. That the crazy nations that exist today, which didn't exist before, to the same level and availability. They are not chas v'shalom that everyone should fall and we should have the crises, quote unquote, that we're having. They are there to mechazik us. And we have to teach the children that you can have the concept of no. The most valuable lesson you can tell or teach a child is that the word no exists. Self-control. We don't have self-control, we have nothing. And this illness is about self-control. And if we keep on telling them that it's so difficult, so what do you want? If every day I'm told it's too difficult, it's kenished, like the famous Meister with Moshe Feinstein, when he came to give a shir, it was a siyum, in the early days when he was in America, where the nisyonos of Shmir Shabbos were very, very difficult. And as he walked in, he heard two yidden, one saying to the other, "Oi, so they shvetz as I know yid." And Rav Moshe got up and he said, Rabbi Yisai, that type of comment has been the cause of us losing thousands of children who are not Shomer Shabbos today anymore. Because when you sit by the Shabbos table and they lost their job, and they said, Oy Shvet Zayin Ayid, then the Yetzer Poel comes out is, so why bother? Who needs Shverkat? And that's where we have to be careful. When there are these things, and there are, whether it's financial, whether it's spiritual, whether it's emotional, we all go through it. Everybody. There's no day that we don't go through Nisyonis. Everybody gets tested on a smaller level, bigger level. Mida yom b'yom, but understand that's the tachlis. That's our job, to be omid b'nisayon. Not to say, leave me alone already. Because you've been left alone, then the purification process, if you start off, is not going to happen. If you're left alone, then the tayyif shen of neshama shebetaychenu will remain b'taychenu, it won't come out. And the more that we are successful in our conquering those nishaynas, the stronger we become, the better we become, and the more chance we have of being able to present ourselves at the end of the journey, ready to go into the traktin, having used the prose on a proper basis. In the Medrash Shmuel, the Pirushim Ovis of the Mishnah, which says that Asor Nishaynas Avraham Avinu had, he says as follows, Ki anisoyin shemanasa Hashem yisborach l'adam, who, when you get tested for one or two purposes, oy l'toiles hamanusa, or for the either for the person being tested, ki b'yosei machshavto tovim, if he has a good thought, v'u chosak b'yiras Hashem, and he is strong in his yiras Hashem, yivi'ehu l'den yisoyim, k'dei sheyitzarech machshavto tovim, he will be brought to nisoyin so he can be even better. O pa'amim, listen, get what he says, for the onlookers, they'll be able to learn from him. Learn to fear Hashem by somebody else's actions. You maybe have made it. Maybe you've already been over Nisayon. But you may be in tested so that other people will know how to react and see how it is. There's a fascinating Chovos HaLevavos in which he explains the concept or why it seems to us Tzadik V'Ra'aloi Rasha V'Tovloi. And he goes for various different reasons. The last reason he gives is unbelievable. He said there are times where things look askew in our glasses. Why is this happening to this person? This is not happening to this one. A good person is suffering, the bad person seems to be doing okay. Says the Chovos HaLevavos very clearly, the reason, Shah B'Tochen, the reason is you're being tested. Can you see this happen and say, Kachi Rotzon HaBoreh, or are we going to complain? How comes him who, in our eyes, is a Rasha, he's successful, and I see somebody else is not? The person should be getting better off, is not. Besides the other reason, the last reason he gives, because it's a test. Can you look at what goes on in the world and say, Kachi Rotzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's it, finished. And it's not easy. But that's part of the Nisoyon, he says. That's why it happens. The Gemara Shoshana Tezayin says, Adon Nidoin Bechol Shah, Shenem Al Regoim Tivchanun. We test it regularly. Every moment of the day is another chance for a test. And it could well happen that we've been tested day in, day out. Every davening, are we in davening with Kavana? Are we trying to think about what we're saying? Are we going to concentrate on what we're trying to say? And other rabbis, as we said before, when a person gets in soin, Chazal say very clearly, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Menaseh Reshoim Elan Tzadikim. So when you've been tested, it's a riot, what I said before. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at you as being, you're fantastic. You're a tzaddik. You may not realize it, but you are. We should stop being hard on ourselves. We don't have to be so tough on ourselves. Again, I did it, I fell again. Okay, so you fell. You're a human. But you can get up again. And if you fall, you get up. And you wipe yourself off and you go weiter. Ashrei Adam is a Lashon Chazal, Shu Oymed Ben Nisyonei, She'en Biri Yashin HaKadosh Baruch Hu Menasa Isai, Ha'oshe Menasa Yim Tei Pesucha Laniyim, U Menasa Onim Yechol Lekabel Yisurim Ve'ino Koyes. It's a Lashon Lemedrash, Nishmais Rabba. How can we be Oymed Ben Nisyonei? besides the fact that we realize if we start to think about this for our good, we daven. You have to daven for it. Says the Pele Yoyetz, now that we've seen she efsha beli built in soyin matoiv lishboich sicha lifnei lekeinu daven to Hashem she mevoyle den yisoyin she yazren lama ben yisoyin roma yoyim ha'evra yisrael ha'av disadoini, and I want you to help me. And that's what we daven every morning when we say v'loyin den yisoyin v'loyin den bizoyin. We're not actually there should be nisayin, because we've seen that nisayin is a part of life. That we should realize that the nisayin should be one which I think I cannot be successful in. I should chat that the nisayin which is there isn't impossible, which will bring to bizoyin afterwards. In the Nesiva Shalom, his last shtickle on tefillah, he says as follows: Asara nisayinis nisnasa avram avinu v'omad b'kulam. What's the lashon of omad b'kulam? Why not avar kulam? Ein amida ela tefillah, like the Gemara Brachos that Vav and Beis says. Bechol nisayin shebo liyodei omad b'tefillah. Avram avinu was omad b'tefillah each time he had a nisayin. U'bekoyach zeh omad b'chol nisayinis, and that's how he was able. A person can, with tefillah, be matzliach in every nesoyin that possibly exists. Whether it's binyani aguf, whether it's binyani nefesh, he feels he's lost. Gam oz at sosay tefillah. The eitz is tefillah. And that is one of our most powerful tools of Oyin Ben Yisrael. Koyach HaTfilah raises a person from Teva. It enables him to see things from a different plane when we daven properly. Tfilah is a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mizdabek V'Boireinu when we daven the way we should. And therefore, if a person is having a difficulty with an Yisrael, stop and pour out your heart to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to do what's right. I don't want to fall. And if we fell, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me another chance. I want to be matzliach. No one's denying that nishenis exists and they're difficult. And every one of us, and I emphasize us, get tested and we don't always pass. There are many times when we fall. But how are we going to react from now on, having fallen? Are we going to give up and say, I'm a loser, I can't do it? Or am I going to say, no, other rabbi, the Rebbeinu show me where my strength is. And that's the message we have to give on to the younger generation as well. Not to let them feel that we're at a stage where there's so much technology, all the things we talk about the whole time, all the schmutz that goes on, and people can see and watch, and they do, unfortunately, and they're drinking, and all the horrible things that go on. Don't tell them you cannot be miskaber. Don't say it's avudu menu kolodom. It's not. It's biyodoi. And we have to empower, and we see, if they see that we empower ourselves, then they will be empowered. If we give up every time, and we don't see that there's an insight, and we can do it, and we're not afraid, and we tell Hashem, please help me. I don't want to fall again. I really don't. I need your help. Then we will do what we started with. We'll be purifying our neshama and taking out, the chomriyos shebo, putting the gold from the core and making it without all the dirt around it. And we will feel better people. We'll feel the closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the closer you feel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the easier it is to be oilal al ha madrigas hasulam slowly and slowly. I had this course of learning for 2 years, came out every day, that Mechon Halpin Zegen Thad Yivrach. I'll never forget one vrat you told me, which we'll finish with. Va'atem advekim Hashem onoichechem chayim kochem hayoyim. He says, the only place in the Sefer Noam Menemelech, on this passage, we bring something down from Shulchan Aruch. And he brings down the following. In Shulchan Aruch in Yerdeh, there's a concept called Isur Dovok. Very simply, in simple terms, Dovah Asur is attached to Dovah Mutter. In order to Mevatel it, you have to Mevatel the whole thing now. You cannot be Mevatel just the small part which was Isur, if it became Dovok to the other one. I'm making it very simple, but for the Vart it's enough. If you attach yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then there's no bitl. You can't be battle HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we attach ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no nisayon in the world will knock us out completely. Because we're attached, you can't be battle HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hanavai, we shall be zeicha to recognize the nisayonos, to me'omid them, be mechazik ourselves, and we will become those shining stars HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to see.